Infowars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
So there's more to this story in Springfield, Ohio, which is essentially a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. It's about 45 minutes west of Columbus, Ohio. And you know, I can already see the smarmy, snobbish, coastal elite Democrat that already looks down on middle America. And they don't give a damn about these small cities. They laugh at them. They think they're plebs. And, you know, I would just say, you know, forget about what you think about them. Do they do anything that bothers you or gets in the way of your lifestyle? No. It's you, the coastal elite liberal, that wants to get in the way of their lifestyle, that wants to interrupt and disrupt their lives. So who's the real problem here? It's not the middle America country boy, small town, American that's disrupting the lives of the coastal elite liberals. No, it's the exact opposite, actually. So you can already see the snobby liberals responding to this. Oh, yeah, some hick in Springfield, Ohio. Who cares? Well, yeah, okay, who cares? Fine. But how are they affecting your life? They're not. You're the one affecting their life. That's the problem here. So there's more to this story. Now, guys, pull up. I wasn't too aware of this guy until recently. And I mean, this guy is just a total hack. Yasher Ali. And he started responding to some of my posts on X. And, I mean, you want to talk about a total hack. You want to talk about just an absolute phony fraud. It's this Yasher Ali, who's got a pretty big account on X, and he started responding to some of my stuff. I'm like, who is this guy? And just a phony and just a coward and a fraud. And he comes out and thinks he owns the people covering the Springfield story. He says, look at this. You've probably seen the image of the guy going around. Looks like a Haitian with two geese that looks like they've been butchered, and he's about to go cook them on the open barbecue. You know, some fine Haitian cuisine in Springfield, Ohio. And this photo's gone around everywhere, and it's kind of being used like, yeah, it's proof. And there's other photos out there that'll make it. This guy talks about it on Facebook. So other photos, other videos will eventually get out there as well. And I got a couple here that we can show. But this Yasher Ali says, oh, this photo is actually from Columbus. Hey, dillweed. Springfield is 45 minutes from Columbus. Springfield is a suburb of Columbus, you absolute tool. And you know, I don't mind other people from other countries that do commentary on American politics. That's fine. I'll do commentary on other countries' politics as well. I don't try to intervene, or I don't try to influence, per se. But see, there's all these people on X that try to influence and intervene in American politics. They are not American. They've never been to America. They want to tell us what to think. No. How about we just put it short and sweet? No. Okay? We'll let the people of Springfield, Ohio decide what's going on with the Haitian immigrants, not someone in a country on the other side of the planet thinking that they just owned us by saying, this goose picture is actually from Columbus. Yeah. A lot of people in Springfield probably even say they're from Columbus. You absolute dillweed.
Now,
no evidence they're eating geese. They have a picture of the goose on the page. Oh, my gosh. They are in full cope. This guy's walking down the streets with dead geese in his hand, and Snopes says no evidence, and then they show you the picture of the guy with the geese. They show you the evidence. What is their what does it say here, guys? Hold on. Pull that back up. This is unintentional humor. I hadn't seen this. They say unfounded, but then they show you the picture, and they admit it's from Columbus. They don't have him on video actually cooking the goose and eating it. Okay. You guys, come on. He took it to the taxidermist. I mean, you know. He took it to the local taxidermist. You know, maybe I should call. Maybe we should pull up the local Springfield taxidermy and say, hey, are you getting Haitians bringing in geese? I'm sure they'll be like, oh, it's overwhelming. Oh, see, Snopes was right. The Haitians are just killing the geese and the ducks in the park because they want to have them stuffed for their fireplace mantle. Sheesh. How did I not know? But, I mean, yeah, you come from the third world hellhole of Haiti and you see, you know, fowl in someone's yard or a cat running down the street or some geese and ducks in the park. You know, you're like, whoa, hey, that's a nice meal. You go snap the goose's neck and go home and cook them. Or no proof. Take him to the taxidermist. What's next? What are they going to say about this video? Police body cam of a woman that ate a cat here in clip 29.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile with your teeth.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with
me. Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
Hmm. No evidence. No evidence. This is false evidence. Is this Snopes too? Oh, it's the same article, and they're saying it's false evidence. It's just police body cam footage with what appears to be a Haitian woman and eyewitness evidence saying she was eating a cat. So they show you the evidence, and then they say there's no evidence. Look, they're, like, really panicked over this deal. And, you know, normally the Democrat-friendly media propagandists with a deal like this will either just totally ignore it. There's something weird going on here. They're really trying to cover up this story. Maybe it's because they know it's going to be so damaging to Kamala Harris. I don't know. That's weird stuff. To show the photo of the guy with the dead geese, to show the video of the woman eating the dead cat, and then say there is no evidence. Like, what the hell is that? I'm in the Twilight Zone here. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Now, I'll predict there's going to be more videos and photos that are coming out. They're just probably in these small groups or chat groups on social media. I mean, you even have stories here. Wait till you see Eric Swalwell. So this kind of adds to it with Eric Swalwell in Congress today with this whole meme phenomenon of Donald Trump with protecting cats and ducks, which, look, for the most part, is just funny. It's like taking something really sad and serious and kind of turning it into something funny. Whatever you think about that, that's really what it is. And then Eric Swalwell goes into an absolute conniption fit because he sees a meme of Donald Trump kissing a cat. Is this the grab them by the pussy phenomenon? Is that what's happening here?
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
We're going to show you Eric Swalwell. This is one of the most pathetic men. You know, I was going to say one of the most pathetic men to ever be in Congress, but I think really we don't even need to add that's been in Congress. This is just one of the most pathetic men, period. I think that's it. I think that's the statement. So wait till you see him on Capitol Hill talking about a meme. Very serious stuff from Eric Swalwell. Very, very serious. So we got that coming up. Folks, remember to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how this show is possible. That's our extended live coverage for tonight, covering the presidential debate, is possible as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And we care about your health. That's why we sell health supplements. Like for your cardiovascular health, Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete, very big for cardiovascular health and blood flow. If you have trouble sleeping, I can't recommend enough Good Night Sleep, part of the InfoWars MD product line, Good Night Sleep, 25% off. And by the way, all InfoWars MD products are 25% off. So that includes the Nerve Renew, the Joint Relief, Turmeric 95, and all of the InfoWars MD products, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we appreciate your continued support there that makes this show possible, our extended debate coverage possible, and everything else. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's go to Eric Swalwell. Brings up a picture of a meme on the floor of Congress, acting like this is a big thing to be talking about. Here it is.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio, because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole, completely debunked that aliens are eating pets. My God, are you okay, Mr. Chairman? Because last year, for a very long time, you tweeted and promoted Kanye West as he was calling for genocide against the Jews, and you kept it up. And now, when we have victims coming here, you're tweeting this nonsense. I don't know why you would do this. I hope you're okay. I don't know if the aliens who are eating your ducks are in the room with us right
illegal
now.
Aliens.
But, Mr. Chairman, this is a serious issue. These people have loved ones who have been lost, and you tweeted this.
Yeah, Mr. Swalwell. There's something wrong with him, really. There's something disturbed in the mind of Eric Swalwell. Very strange, very disturbed man. Hold on. Can we play the beginning again with the what the hell is this? I got to be honest. This guy was probably a thespian in high school, because that is a hell of a performance. I mean, I kind of want to like stand and like give a little theater clap here. I mean, the exaggerated body language and the hanging of the head and then the bringing into the parents into it. Oh my gosh, Mr. Swalwell. Throw a rose. Hold on. Give me the what the hell at the beginning. That was, go ahead.
What in the hell is this?
Okay.
What in the hell is this?
All right.
What in the hell is this?
Guys, hold on. I know that we've got a lot of the crew, very creative people around here. They're listening right now. Guys, the new meme just dropped. Who's going to make meme magic now? What the hell is this? And then whatever you want to put on that board. Maybe it's the guy with the dead geese. You know, that'd be a good start. But there's your new meme platform. There's your new empty meme magic material right there. What in the hell is this? And then, I don't know, put up Hillary Clinton coughing up green goblets into a glass. I mean, you know, you can go on and on. Joe Biden sniffing a child. What's happening, guys? Okay, Rob has already, he was out of there like the Roadrunner. He was out of there like Speedy Gonzalez. That's a racist joke. He hopped out of there. He said, aye, aye. And he's already getting ready. He's already got it ready to go. I don't know what he's going to put on there. I'm very much looking forward to it. Maybe it's the geese one. See, I think we start with the geese one. What the hell is this? Or you could have a picture of Fang Fang that Eric Swalwell was allegedly sleeping with the Chinese spy. I mean, this is great. Thank you, Eric. You have given... Oh, here's one. Wait a second. Huh? Maybe you put this on there? What the hell is this? Joe Biden's Vote Viagra in 2020, 330,000 votes at 3 a.m. in the morning to give him Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. What the hell is this? I think the guy with the dead geese is the best, though. So Rob's going to put that out, probably put it up on his X account, too. Give him a follow, give him a share. We'll promote that. But yeah, thank you for that, Eric Swalwell. We will definitely be using that new meme platform that you have created in your embellished political theater. Insulting to the moms there, by the way. Insulting to the witnesses there who have actually lost loved ones and had loved ones raped by the illegal immigrants that you helped let into the country. You sick, disturbed man. Seriously, that is a very disturbed man. That's the kind of man that I don't want to know what he does when he's alone. I'm reasonably assured that Swalwell does some really nasty stuff. He's probably into really nasty stuff. Just puts off the vibe, you know? And he's like a notch below Schiff, Adam Schiff. Like Schiff is like, you know, like he's into real nasty stuff. Like he's earned his way to run for Senate. Swalwell's into some nasty stuff, but probably not like the real bad stuff like Schiff is into. So that's what you get from the Democrat Party. But, you know, to get serious for a second, Swalwell is the guy who went in front of the same committee and said, I have the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I have the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I'm going to show the world the evidence of the Trump-Russia collusion. And he never produced it because... And he's going to sit up there in these hyper-exaggerated emotional outbursts over a joke, a meme, like he's serious all of a sudden. Like, oh, he's so serious, and he's insulting the actual victims that are witnesses up there. He's a clown. He's a lying clown who probably is compromised by the Chinese communists. What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. And this guy's going to get up there and embellish himself. Oh my God, look at this photo of Trump with a duck. Why are we not serious here? It's a joke. But see, notice.
What in the hell is this?
But he has no problem. He's going to go up there and show you an AI image of Trump with a duck. But he has no problem with all the illegals that came in and raped and murdered Americans whose family members are sitting in front of him in a panel, and he's going to get up there and do a political stunt about a cartoon. What an absolute clown. What an absolute clown. All right. We got a lot coming up. We're going to really start to get debate heavy when we come back for the third and final hour of the War Room. I got a bunch of Kamala clips that we're going to focus on. I mean, come on, Eric. You couldn't land a lady like that. I'm actually surprised he's straight, if I'm being honest. Yeah, maybe that was it. The crew theorizes it's the first time a woman ever talked to him. But he is married with children. So I'm surprised he's even straight. But Eric Swalwell, triggered over cartoons, does not care about illegal immigrants raping and killing young girls whose victims' families are sitting right in front of him as he's getting overly emotional about a cartoon. He's a very unserious person.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.